This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for joining us. The South Central Solid Waste Authority is holding public meetings in April. The full list is on the Images page under radio at krwg.org. With me today to talk about the authority and those meetings is Las Cruces City Council member Miguel Silva. Miguel, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you very much, Fred.
It's good to have you with us. Tell me about the community meetings and why you're having these meetings throughout the county in April.
Well, thank you, Fred, for asking. Currently, I serve as the chair of the South Central Solid Waste Authority Board, and I've been on the board now, I would say, I think I'm going on 6 years. We have done surveys over the years, and we're always continuously trying to survey the community. And as of recent, the surveys have revealed that solid waste is one of the top concern items in the county. And so we want to just go that extra step and go beyond the survey. As you know, surveys, you only get a snapshot of really what the community is about. So we really want to dig further so that we can really provide a comprehensive solid waste collection program for the entire county.
Obviously, as chair of the authority, you're really tied into this issue. Why do you consider solid waste management to be such an important issue?
Well, first of all, we don't want to be known as the landfill of enchantment, okay? We want to get away from that. No, litter is a really big problem in the county. And the South Central Solid Waste Authority, it represents both the city and the county. It's not just one or the other. But in dealing with county issues, one of the issues has always been illegal dumping. And illegal dumping is very costly. We have to send crews out there to clean it up. Plus, you know, it takes away of the beauty, the natural beauty of the desert and so forth. And it's really not very good solid waste management practices. So by having these meetings and so forth, we're looking at informing the public in regards to, you know, how to properly manage garbage. Or solid waste. I come from the old garbage days. I've been in the business many, many years there, Fred. But one of the questions that we do ask people is, do you know where your solid waste goes once you put it in the trash? And many people don't know that answer. We've had a regional solid waste landfill now for more than, I believe, we're going on, it was initiated in the 90s. So we're going on like 25 years. And so many people are not even aware of where the trash goes once they put it into the trash bin.
Yeah. Well, of course, for folks who live in the city of Las Cruces, there's been a big change in recent years. You not only put out a garbage can, you put out a recycling bin as well every 2 weeks. And so we're keeping more of our waste out of the landfills.
Yes, we are.
But I want to get a sense for the Solid Waste Authority, in addition to the landfill, the services that you provide.
Well, we provide many other services. When we do what we call an electronic cleanup, computers, old televisions, old stereos, and so forth, we've been doing that now once a year for the past couple of years. And that has been really successful. In particular, the computers, those are sent off to a facility in Arizona. We have a contract with a company out of Arizona where they actually refurbish those computers. And I think they send them to disadvantaged families or other areas, or persons that can't use computers. And they do a very thorough job of cleaning out the hard drives and really making them, I guess, just reusing them and recycling them. We also have a household hazardous waste collection at our facility on West Loman. And then, of course, we provide the recycling services as well. And we do manage the recycling contract with Friedman Recycling Company.
You mentioned that illegal dumping is one of the big problems in the county. Are there other problems that communities are facing regarding solid waste management?
Well, those other problems that come with illegal dumping, as we were talking about earlier, hazardous waste. When you start dumping hazardous waste in the desert and so forth, there is a possibility or the potential for it to, you know, work its way into our water tables and so forth. So that is a really big concern as well, especially when people are throwing them into the arroyos and so forth. And then we're looking at potentially harming the natural wildlife that are out there and so forth. So the big illegal dumping is a really big concern in the South Valley, and well, in the North Valley or entire county, I should say.
What, Miguel, are the proposed revisions to the regional landfill permit?
Well, the regional landfill permits, well, what it is right now, we don't we don't accept special types of waste. And I say that in terms of like petroleum contaminated soil, the grit that comes out of car washes, grease from restaurants and so forth. We cannot receive those right now. A lot of that stuff is going to, and the construction waste as well, so like lead-based paints, you know, off of when you knock down walls, I guess.
Yeah, right. Construction debris, right.
Sure. And I'm doing that at my home right now. So, yes, construction debris. A lot of that waste has to go to Alamogordo.
Oh.
So it's very costly for local companies to do certain types of cleanups. But with the new permit that we are hoping to attain from the state, we can receive those waste here locally.
Okay. I understand there are some proposed upgrades as well to the transfer station.
Well, not just the transfer station here, but it's the transfer stations out into the valley. The collection centers is what we're looking at. Hopefully, we're looking at building a transfer station, an upgraded transfer station in the South Valley and one in the North Valley. And basically, what these transfer stations, I don't know if you've ever been to one, Fred.
No.
But currently, what you can do is only receive garbage from residents.
Mm.
Okay. So there's a large population in the county that they utilize and work with small hauling companies. These small hauling companies have to bring the waste all the way into the city of Las Cruces, which adds to the expense of their service. By modifying and upgrading our collection centers and allowing the large trucks to go to these collection centers, we're hoping that it will maintain or at least control or provide an opportunity for the companies to keep a lowered cost, which they will hopefully pass on those savings to the residents. So that's really, it benefits both the hauling companies and the residents in the valley.
Okay. Well, any residents who've been listening to our conversation today are welcome to come to the community meetings that are going to be taking place in Las Cruces and throughout Doñana County. I mentioned this at the beginning of our interview today. We have the complete list of dates and times and locations on our website at krwg.org. You'll find that full list on the images page under radio. And I've been talking today with Miguel Silva, who is a Las Cruces City Councilor and also chair of the board that manages the South Central Solid Waste Authority. That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
Miguel, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Fred.